Le Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonnières et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur la racine de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonniers.
Judgment day, peace and see you. I wanna know how you've been doing over yonder. I'm gonna catch this flight, and when I reach my destination, I hope you'll be smiling. Longing to see me. I thought you'd drop me a line just to say hello, my dear. I'm doing fine. Doesn't matter anyway now, 'cause my love for you will never change. Tell me what you're doing right now, 'cause when
push comes to shove, everybody gonna put the blame on me.
For loving you, for loving you. When
push comes to shove,
everybody gonna put the blame on me. Had your number in my diary, but as soon as I get home, that's been changed. I'm not playing any games. I wanna know if what we have still remains the same. Tell me right now, 'cause I wanna know if when tired of taking the blame for loving you. When
push come to shove, everybody gonna put the blame on me.
I'll make you sick with the light, show you loving all the time. Whoa, I'm not in a position to maintain you the way that you're accustomed to. Can't take you out to fancy places like other fellas that I know can do. I'm only able to romance you and make you tingle with delight. Financially, I'm a papa, but when it comes to loving, I'm all right, all right, all right. Don't show me what your friends are wearing. I really don't want to see. Don't tell me what your friends are buying, 'cause money doesn't grow on trees. Tell me about the things that excite you and make you tingle with delight. Little darling, tell me where to hold and touch you, so when it comes to loving, I'm all right, all right. You girl, or drive you in a big fancy car. If you're hungry, girl, I can feed you. But with my money, girl, you won't get far. I got so many patches on my clothes, girl, a hole in the bottom of my shoe. But if you pray for love, to love's real, then you got to tell me, girl, 'cause I'm all right, all right, all right.
I drive this road both day and night, and every morning as I rise I pray, never let nothing get in my way. You know, say a Jaja I praise. You, Mr. Evil Man, I don't understand, trying to ruin my father's plan. But this time you won't get away, even
evil man, you will have to pay.
Cause my father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity. You could have huff, you could have puff, could have big till you goes. Jaja, me father, you
tough. I tell you,
father won the keys for the city. My father owned the keys to the city. No evil can enter, no way. I've tried this road both
ways. CUKT 90.3 FM with Roger Moore. The positive vibes.
As I rise, I pray. Never let nothing get in my way. You know, say a judge, I praise. You, Mr. Evil Man, I don't understand. Trying to ruin my father's plan. But this time you won't get away. Evil Man, you will have to pay.
Cause my father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity.
You put a big till you close. Jaja, my father ain't tough.
Again, yeah.
Father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity. You could have huff, you could have puff, could have swelled in your boss. Jaja, me father, you tough. Hey, I'll try to live as best as I can. I'll try my best not to hurt anyone. Living and sticking to Jaja's plan. That's the way of a Rasta man. Again, oh, ye people, hear these words I say. Make we go down on our knees and pray. So we can live to see another day. If thanks to Jaja, I say.
For me, father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity.
You could have huff, you could have puff, could have big till you bust. Jaja, me father in tough.
Again, yes, me father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity.
You could have huff, you could have puff, could have swell till you bust. Jaja, me father in tough.
Now when you lock up the city, no evil can't enter. Evil man, we ain't gonna have no pity. Oh, well now, hey.
I've tried this road both day and night.
I'll make you tingle with the light. Show you loving all the time. Whoa.
In my way, you know, say a judge, I praise again. You evil man, I don't understand. Trying to ruin my father's plan. But this time you won't get away. Evil man, you will have to pay.
For me, father won the keys for the city.
Big time.
You know you can't run, what a pity.
You could have huff, you could have puff, could have big till you bust. Jaja, me father in tough.
Again, for me, father won the keys for the city.
You know you can't run, no, what a pity.
No way.
You could have huff, you could have puff, could have swell till you bust. Jaja, me father in tough.
See you on the street. Oh, you mean?
Your love, I just can't resist. And I just can't go on like this. Pretending each day.
All right.
Cause you make me feel so mad. You make me feel so sad.
It's all about CK18 out of Band GFM. Run some more to go to 1 and 2. Love. Every Thursday from 3 to 5, you know, see. Good afternoon to Johnny Black and Nadine, a member of the Positive Vibes crew. How are you guys doing? You know, see?
Oh, no.
Good to see you, my brother Johnny Black. You know, see?
Shoot.
I guess you're early juggling. You know, see? Cause you know, so we have a lot of interviews to give on this afternoon. You know, see? So people don't have to bear with me. You know, see?
No disrespect.
That's what I'm telling you. No disrespect this afternoon. Cause you know, so when I talk about, so we have to make some people hear some people's voice. You know, see? We have a new artist in the Suwan that's brandishing tune, you know, see. It's not really new, but he's still around, you know, see. But it's a young youth, and I see it's an upcoming artist, and they're doing thing. It's all about this Friday night, right? Right down Caribbean Food Factory, I'm going to be there, you know, see it. Later on, I'm going to chit-chat with him, you know, see, because you don't know. I mean, everyone call it in here right now, you know, see. But truly.
No disrespect, brother, man.
CK, UT, 913 FM, right? I'm going to go to 102. 323 at 330, we have an interview, you know, see?
Cause you don't know what you got, so now it's time to lose it. Step aside now, let me show you how to treat a woman. She needs a tender touch, she needs loving her. So long, oh, so lonely.
That's what I'm talking about, you see. When you have someone love you, you know, see, take care of you, you know, see it, and be there for you 24/7, you can't complain. Why should we complain? CKUT 90.3 FM. It's always here for you. Wake up yourself, Pablo. Go on, pick up yourself every time. You see? As I said earlier on, we have an interview with the pastor in the CKU right now, so we have the brother on the line, so we're going to chit chat with him seeing. We have to give the love to the people, let me see. I've got to break it down. Can you do them sadly, Charlotte Sandra? Are you there, my brother? Hello?
Hello, yes. Greetings, Roger Moore.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Welcome to the Positive Vibes Show. I'm glad to have you on the show. You see it?
Yeah, man. Well, it's nice, you know, that you got had the time to bring me on.
You know, see, let the people know who me talk to, you know, because you don't know.
Well, this is oddly, coldly, oddly enough.
See it.
And I'm here at the Jamaican Association, and tonight I have a book signing, and it has to do with, you know, coping and dealing with stressors, mental health.
See.
And, you know, some people know me in the community from teaching and dancing and so forth. And, you know, just want to give a big shout out to the association, as well, Frontline, and just everybody in general. And I'm just very blessed and happy to be here, Roger.
Yeah. As you talk about your book, because you know, so you're going to have your book signing, right? Anybody want to pass through, can you can check out the Jamaican Association 4065 Gentleman West. Come on down, you know, because all the year, man, the year right now is there, right? And anyone of you can just walk in and go on a support cast, you know, because you don't know. So this brother, he's a brother, he's full of energy, and I know the reason why. I'm sorry, Sha. Why did you write your book?
Well, I look at the book as a journey through, you know, when I had a breakdown back in the days.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give some support or to have something for people when they're going through challenging times. They can use it. So the book is like a map, like a roadmap. Okay, so when people are going through difficult times and they don't know where, I mean, especially black people, or just black people in the black community, don't usually reach out for help, especially when it comes to mental health. So this book is full of directions on where to go to get help for the individuals and the family for support. Because when I was out, down and out, literally just walking the streets and finding places like Amy Quebec, the Up House, you know, the Douglas Hospital has a very good network support group. And it's really geared at anybody. It's not just for the black community. It's for anybody that is suffering. And it just kind of showed them that they're not alone and that there's help out there. And that's what tonight, as I said, I'll be at the association. I'll be signing books and selling books, and also be there to answer any questions anybody wants to speak about when it comes to mental health.
Let me ask you a little question, because when did you know that you have this issue?
So, repeat that, please.
When did you find out that you have this mental health issue, Ms. Powell?
Well. I was about 27, 28, and I actually had a breakdown, you know, because sometimes when people get exhausted, right, they get tired. And I didn't realize that I had a mental health issue, you know, I just thought I was tired. But when I went to the hospital, they realized that I was diagnosed with something called manic depressive or bipolar.
Okay.
Right? So that's when I entered the mental health world, because prior to that, I was a professional dancer and, you know, played a lot of sports. So I just thought I had a lot of energy. But as I said, when I exhausted myself, and I went to the hospital, and they ran tests. They realized that I did have a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So it's pretty simple. It's just like there's not enough salt in my body. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get medication at the time that would be able to put that back. And, also my lifestyle changed also. You have to have just a very strict, military style lifestyle. And that's how I brought myself back.
But
I was 27 when I found out about the mental health, and then I research, and then I brought myself back to this reality.
So what, when you find out that you have that mental issue, right? How do you say to yourself? What did you say to yourself like when they tell you that you have that problem?
It's not something that I accepted, because when you have a breakdown, because especially I'm Jamaican. And I have a Jamaican background, and so at first when I had a breakdown, they all thought it was voodoo or obia,
okay,
or something negative like that, because Jamaicans, speaking as a Jamaican, don't deal very well when it comes to somebody that is inflicted or suffering from mental health, right? So it's either you somebody put dope on you, or you right?
Sorry for laughing, but I want to.
No, but you have to laugh. Listen, I had to laugh at myself, because when I went to Jamaica, one of them trying to kill me, because you can't go around people act a certain way, right? So I had to go find myself and go get help. And because at Jamaica, if you echo to think man, we will shot you.
Not true.
Right. So I came back to Canada and I seek professional help. Right. But my parents didn't even want me to take the medication because as I said, they thought it was a spiritual intervention as opposed to the man just need to rest, take a medication and get proper sleep at night. Yeah, man.
So one of those, because them thing, the depression, man. Because, are you was an aggressive person? When did you find out, before you find out yourself that you have mental health issue?
No. I was never, you see, I was always the breadwinner in the family. And as I said, I came from a very strict background. My father was a police in Jamaica. And my mother worked in retail and so forth. We came from a very strict religious background. And actually, it's funny, when I entered into the land of mental health, one of the verses that I would repeat all the time was Psalms 23rd, because when I went there, all I kept saying is like, I'm going there, but this is not where I'm going to finish off. So, when I ended up getting arrested, because when you're out there, you attract a lot of police attention, and I end up in the institution for for about 10 years, right? So there was a lot of, I think peaks and valleys before I took control and said, boy, I'm tired of this kind of lifestyle.
Hey, you know something?
Yeah.
Don't move. I'm going to play a song for you, all right? Don't move.
All right.
All right? Listen to this.
Come on.
I remember mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her side, I can still hear mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy
people
way.
Want to go up at the Jamaican Association this afternoon. Go up there and support the customer.
We went to school with holes in our shoes.
CKUT 90.3 FM, right to more to go to 102.
Take
Sadly, sir. Talk to me. Talk to me, brother.
Yes, Mr. Moore, respect, man.
Talk to me, brother.
I feel that, man. I feel that.
We have to give love to brothers and sisters, you know, see it.
No. But you see, that's why it's like, as I said, you know, God, you know, because the upbringing that I had with all the madness and everything, you know, is really holding, having faith. I know even when I was in the Lord's places that, you know, I'm going to get through. And now yeah. that I've got through where, like, I'm working with Bell Canada and all of, you know, using my knowledge of what it's like to be in the valley of the shadow of death. God, there's a lot of people assist in the community, and they just need to have some guidance. So I that's why I said I put myself out there, and I want them to reach out to me. Like, if they have an issue or stuff like that, you know, they can talk to me about it. And like I said, tonight, we're having, you know, it's open and, you know, anybody can call or come up and, you know, sign off a book. And also, Roger, I want to give a couple of books to your program. So I'm going to autograph of at least 10 books and you can give them out on your program.
All right, my brother, don't worry yourself, you know, see, because you don't know anything about that, you know, see it. And the thing you like about, it's a good thing because, you know, have a lot of us don't come across and talk about your mental health problem, you know, see the issue we have, you know, see it, and the moment in time, you know, see. Sometimes people think to them, when you talk about it, they feel a way, so well, people are going to put them down, you know what I mean, and make them more depressed. But sometimes it's good to come across and release
yes.
the tension, you know what I mean, release that
yeah, man.
Anger,
yeah, man.
Release that pain. Don't carry, because the more pain you carry, the more burden you bring by yourself, you know what I mean? And that heavy load, you're not going to left you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you're
going
to carry
yeah.
that heavy load right to where you yeah. don't want it to go, you know what I mean? So it's good to hear someone come across, one of our black brother, our black sister come across and talk about it, you know what I mean? Because other people are talking about it, right? But why? Our black people afraid to talk, come and talk about it. But I'm happy to hear your voice. I'm happy to know that you're getting through, and, you know, the Almighty God, you know, see it, carry through, and, you know, give you the strength, see you, yeah. Continue to do the work we are doing, you know what I mean?
Roger, I'm glad that you had me on, and, you know, just to the community at large, as I said, you can always reach out to me, as a, you know, because I'm here, and, you know, sometimes, especially the men, because a lot of men, you know, they don't like to admit about being depressed or, you know, what a man is supposed to be and all that kind of stuff like that. But, you know, a strong man is somebody that can, you know, understand that they actually need help. And a strong man is somebody that can cry. And you know, there's no weakness in accepting that you can't handle certain things.
See
you. You know, right? So, man, I went there, and probably the best thing that ever happened to me was actually having a breakdown. Because prior to that, I thought that I was, you know, God's gift to every, you know, to the world.
You don't know.
I was carrying the world on my shoulders, man.
See it there? See it there? And that heavy load,
yeah.
you have carrying.
Yeah.
It's a release right now. It's a release for you. And you know, Alisha.
It's a big release.
Let me,
a big release. And now I have other people that are more than happy to help me on the journey. You know, because it's like, boy, cool, if I didn't know you was going through that, you know, could I help you, you know? But you see, that's what I'm saying. We all feel that we're alone in the journey. And as soon as you are able to open up to people, you would be shocked to see the amount of man that will, you know, will be able to lend a hand and just make things that much easier.
Coolly, you know what? It's a blessing. Remember me today, it's a blessing. And continue your journey, you know, see it. I'm gonna hold on before you go and make continue to play that tune for you.
All right, Roger. Good time.
And I've forgotten I've been going down.
Don't move.
To the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything.
For things that I.
We have to play that song for you.
No, that's for if I pray.
Let me back home, old time
religion. Selfishly.
I want to take time to pick up Mr. Mark Henry, you know. Big up yourself anyway, you know. See it. Yes, my brother. You know, it's a pleasure to know that, as I said, you know, our own Jamaican come out and we talk about it. You see it? Where they go through. A lot of us through go through struggling. When I talk about when parents used to say, you have to do this and you have to do that. You know, see it? When you sit down and you go to struggle, you go to school. Some people wonder why you don't want to go to school. Why you sit down? Why you just sit down and just not talk to nobody? They don't know what's going on through your mind. You know, see, they maybe think a teacher at the school make you not want to go back. Sometimes the kids in my school, they bother you too much too, and they bully you, and all of those things put you to a mental health problem. You know, see, so it's not an easy road for nobody. You know, see, so.
Yeah, yeah. But as I said, we have reached a point, because you have to remember, our generation and even our parents' generation never dealt with mental health. So now, I come to, and I'm letting everybody know, as a Jamaican and as a black man, it's okay. You know, because we were not meant to bring the cross by ourselves. You know, no man is an island, and it takes a village to grow a child. And, the child becomes an adult, and, we all need help, man.
Don't know it going, so you know what I'm saying? You know, my brother, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, right. Roger. Well, thank you for the interview. And I want a big shout out to my ladies and gentlemen at WIPCA. We work out this morning, you know, and I know they're listening. So big up on yourself.
Yeah, man. Just go and lodge up yourself, and we're not going to leave you out tonight. So this station, you can call me anytime, you know what I mean?
Okay, anytime, set up
another appointment.
And as I said, tell them to tune in, because you can also follow tonight online at the association, you know. So if anybody want to call in and, you know, have any questions about, you know, mental health, maybe themselves or somebody in their family, you know, I'm more than happy to be here tonight.
All right, my brother.
All right.
It's Father.
Yes, Roger Moore. Respect. One love.
Yes, my brother. Just go and pick up a seven time. You see.
All right.
That was 3:45. Gonna come back in the vibe. You don't see it.
Thank you, Lord, for doing all
the things. CKUT 90.3 FM. CK uses a messenger. We are going to teach him about the roots and culture. Tell him about the message if he remember, Joe. All I am teach him, cha-cha.
Lord, dear Jesus.
If they don't want to give us a link, you can 514-803-1774. You don't see it, you know. And if it don't get through, you know, so wait up on the line of the interview, you see?
Lord, every day.
Dosa!
I can tell you a story about what one dance can do. What one dance can do. One dance can do.
And it's
on the floor. Wanting for more, now I don't know what it is that I've got, but she whispered it was so nice, so nice, but her man is sitting across the way, and he could hear the things I say,
Station you're tuning to right now, you see, it's all about Buzz Vibes, CKUT 91.3 FM. You see, yeah, tell us later on.
Lift it up, jack it up, pull it up.
You gotta be total nice, you see, you see. It's all about 4065 Gentleman West.
Can you play some more?
It's a thing called Fire Splash, you see. What about family birthday party, you see, gotta be nice, you see. Check out the wheel, look, you know, some of come out early people. I'm here, my brother up on the line, I'm going to chit-chat to them, you see it. I'm going to look at the tune, you see it. Booty runs alongside Barry Summers, right?
You got me rocking in a corner.
Music alone can do that, boy.
Can't express how me glad me come on, yeah. I never seen so much good fans, bro. Everyone inside is like...
Good afternoon, Montreal. You know, I'm not going to fear that. You don't just look like this guy. You don't know some brother up on the line. You see, before me put them on, you see, the brother said, if you send fire to you, this. You don't see it.
Yeah. Check it out, you don't know. It's all about Fire Splash Part 4 going on Saturday, April 23rd, over at the Jamaica Association. Big up yourself, Fire T. Sell out. Judgment, yeah.
Bang it!
Fire T, you see it? Because the brother said, if you want to play it, I'll drop one more for you, see it?
Load up and cloud up. Clam, 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 clam. Pow! You know what original Galaxy P this? I'm here represent. The Fire Splash Part 4, April 23rd. You don't know if you never listen. Well, you got
Mom!
To earn. This your one you have to sell off. Jamaica Association over there, so it's over there. You don't know. Fire
okay.
Team.
Okay.
The party shot itself off, it gone. Where y'all are miss goody goody. Home and you in the class, call me. Tickle or fancy. Crawl like a Nancy Cardi. Ribby be bong. Ribby bong skeng. Galang the gala be your come my shit up again. Cause nothing no wrong with the goody gala good.
No,
April 23rd. Fire tea. Your party are go sell off.
Yo, fire tea, fire tea. You did it. Put up yourself, liven up yourself, you know, see, go on, brother.
And yourself and all the beautiful listeners in one shot. Big up.
See? But the many people don't know what it's all about this Saturday night, I hear it, you know, it's all about the 4065 Gentleman West, you know, see it. No good again. You see?
Oh. Yeah, man, it's all about my birthday. It's all about the tourists. Big up to all the tourists out there. But it's all about Fire Splash Part 4, you know? And it's for me, it's a year-to-year thing. It's something that I put a lot of energy and dearness into because it's my birthday party as well. And I want to just celebrate and have a good time with my friend and the people, you know? Just have to make a nice, beautiful event for everybody.
Seeing. And it's gonna be a massive event, you know. See, this Saturday night, you know, see, cause, you know, so the DJs are gonna be there and they're gonna come out and roll out and they're gonna come out and do them thing, you know. See,
yeah, man, all the DJs, you know, like I got Little Thunder in the building, one of my friends, Chris Dawes, so pick up yourself, kid, I got the whole team, you don't know the DJ, sir. Well, you know, when's the last time you had DJ Blaster come up inside Jamaica Association? But DJ Blaster was here. My friend Nicholas, who we just link up with, Nemesis will be in the building. Bishop will be in the building. Now, you don't know King Bliggers will be in the building. I can't forget my overflow team, you know. Every Friday we're there doing the work. DJ Tony, Brother G, like King Fire, alongside myself, Fire T, each and every Friday up inside Jamaica Association.
And tell them, yo, people, when they get on the ticket, they mean, like, you know, say, boy, come at the door, I'm worried now. No, come at the door and come back, and you know, see, because you don't know, say, yeah. Man, see, you see, it's all about Fire Splash Part 4, you know, see, 4065 Gentleman West, come out early.
Come out early, people. There's going to be lots of food there available for sale. Right, let me tell you, the amount of season I got you already right now, there's going to be plenty of food for everybody if anybody's interested. I just come out and support me and my friend. Let's have a good time. I want nobody bring no machine unless it's a laptop. Leave all machines at home and bring for your queen. And we just have a good time. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, see what's going on around the world right now. So let me just have a good time and just enjoy yourself before summer hits.
All right, brother. You see, because you don't know, say, Fire Splash Band Tour, the place to be. Jamaican Association, because you don't know, say, if I had seen a normal, you know, see, you see that youth, yeah, our historical brother, you see it. And before you go, me, I'll play another artist, boy, if it clear the one of you, you see it?
Jamaican Association comes alive April 23rd, one part over Canada, and the one in part four, you know, Fire Splash, make sure it's for the reach, what a party.
And that's what the man said to tell you.
Fire Splash. And again, they represent it more shot. Everybody, I got change at some point. Switch up at some point. Sell you out at some point. So life for some time. Soon as you see the sign, cut them off. Nobody play blind. Cause if you act like you're too kind, nobody pronounce when the news time. Listen to now. Loyalty forever. I got you, my friend. Hear me, I say. Get there early. Bring the phones and leave the guns. I can't hear represent.
I got the man to tell you, you know, you see it, so come out, people, come out, you see it? Fire T,
yes,
You don't know.
Yeah.
Big up father. Father yeah, to you. You know, see, big up mommy.
Big up yourself, godfather. Big up my earthquake family. Everybody from all over the city. Let's just come out and have a good time, positive energy. The ladies are going to come out looking beautiful, so the man don't need no problem. Just
hey.
Have a good time.
Yo. That brother, you say. Mama in the kitchen cooking, and it's a plate I want a Rajamore. It's send it coming up. And it's a Rajamore. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm saying.
Well, it's all about Fire Splash Part 4 going on Saturday, April 23rd, over the Jamaica Association. Big up yourself, Fire T. Party sell off. And the Warren, never mash up and chanted. Mama cooking are the greatest. Oh, yes. Everybody just got to confess.
You don't know, you go, you know, you say, merciless and easy, you know, see, things a boy, fire tea, just enjoy your birthday, you know, see, just big up yourself by your birth strong, and just go on, just do your thing, you know, see, many more to come, you know, see.
How you been, man?
All right, my brother, because you don't know, it's a boy at any time, you know, see, it. We're just going to chit chat, you see.
Before I go around, just give me 1 second, I want to say thank you to Mr. Henry, the president of our Jamaica Association, as well as Diane. Giving me the opportunity and everybody over at Jamaica Association to have my time to have fun inside the venue and you know amongst the people that are there. I also want to say a special thank you to Queen K, Conroy, everybody over there. We do this to Overproof team each and every Friday. We're here, everybody's free, just come and enjoy yourself. But it's all about this Saturday, Fire Splash Part 4. Trust me, it's gonna be something that you're never gonna forget. You might even have a great time. Not even mine. You will. Soca overloaded. Hip hop overloaded.
Sweet.
Afrobeat overloaded. Dancing tune overloaded. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Admission 25. I didn't do tickets. Just admission 25 at the door. And just let me just enjoy yourself. And you never know what tomorrow is going to bring, you know?
All right, bro. Yeah.
That's good. More fire. Dash it.
See. Look at you, man. See. Reaching out to my brother Fire T, go and pick up a silver inside, that's it.
Mikey Dangerous, I'm representing for CKET 90.3. I will say, no touch it, dial. CKET, support it. Good music.
Okay! Yes!
What's the world?